Mishnah Dalet. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ha'osa Tfilaso Kva, if you make your tefillah, literally means fixed. The Rav explains like a burden, like, you know, a muscle. It's I'll tell you what pshat is. Pshat is if you're davening because, oh my gosh, it's time to daven, that's already kva. If you hear this, there's a terrible idiom that I'm sure I'm guilty of. Anyways, maybe others you know are. They say, you know, oh, I have to go daven now. That's already kva. Because remember, tefillah, the emes, has nothing to do with the fixed words. Tefillah is a relationship with Hashem, speaking to Hashem, supplicating to Hashem, asking for mercy from Hashem. Chazal were misaf in a particular nusach, but if you say the nusach but don't have the hergish, don't feel what you're saying, you're not actually talking to Hashem, so then it doesn't really count. And that's the mission here says, Ein tefilaso tachanunim. Yeah, you prayed in a technical term, you said the words, but you didn't do a proper supplication. And the kitzur, the most of the poskim, the Beis Yosef, others, say you're not even yotzi. I want you to hear that. If you don't daven like you mean it, I don't know if you say I have to go daven, that's not a psul, of course. But if you daven by rote, let's say, so then you're not yotzi. Even though we're afraid of those who say you are yotzi, we're not going to go, people don't daven a second time, but that should give you pause to daven right the first time. Some learner actually also means the actual tone of your voice. You're not like, you know, demanding of Hashem. Okay? You say it with a hachna, with a sort of humility. The halacha lemaisa to the poskim, if I understand correctly, say there's no going back. Anyways, as far as I understand, the reason why is because even though you should go back in the ikra din, because you weren't yotzi, you missed the first bracha, you went dimit kavana for the first bracha, do it again. The fear is that, you know, you won't have kavana again and again and again all day long, you're not gonna have kavana, so better just don't do it. I think that's the halacha lemaisa how they poskim. You don't say it a second time if the reason why you weren't yotzi the first time is because of a lapse in kavana, because I guess for mashal you'll likely do it again. Of course, if you miss out a bracha or you miss out, you know, yalav yavo and so on, and you have to go back and do it again, you say it from scratch, it's fine. But you want yotzi. But if you just the kavana problem, it's like the worst of both worlds. You have to say the tefillah, but you're not really yotzi saying tefillah, but you can't do it again. Okay, so then there you go. Take it seriously here. So, but the point is here that davening, even though there's all sorts of fixed times and fixed words, has to be tachnunim like you mean it. This always, by the way, bothers Bali Tshuva. I heard it for the last 3 years. I didn't explain for his services Yom Narayim, and people walk down the street, they don't come to shul except once a year. This is the main question to ask. How does this relate to Hashem? I'm saying someone else's words. It's a reasonable question, and it's a question that should bother us, because you should be talking to Hashem. Everyone knows, Mr. Brewer, others say you put in your own words also, which you should do in your own language, but the mashal I always told people, which I think is a good mashal, if you know from music, you the composer wrote a fixed piece and there's a score and you have no choice but to, you know, if you're playing Beethoven, it's Beethoven and there's no wiggle room really. But if you listen to every composer and every orchestra, it's like a different piece. I mean, within boundaries, it sounds different, because if you're playing a piano, you're playing a sonata, let's say. So if the piano is an extension of you, not if you're practicing learning where to put your fingers, but if you're really a proper facile player, so then it's your soul pouring the music, and it sounds different because it's you through the same very notes, the same very words, but it's your soul expressing, your personality expressing. That's how tefillah is meant to be. You hear that? In other words, in your mind, you should think you want das for your particular reasons to understand what you want to understand because of your particular importance and so on and so forth. So you should pour those kavanas, your particular situation, into the tefillahs. That's, you know, in a that's how you be yoga, saying a personal prayer, even using the words that someone else is nusach. All right, fine, very good. So, we're in the middle of Mishnah Dalet here. So now, we're now in a new point. Okay, now we're talking about what happens if you have to daven. The time has come. You know, you have to daven, like the expression we said. Yeah, but you can't because you're in a makom sakana, for example. They're going to get you. You're right. It's dangerous to start davening now. So what do you do? Mispal. So Rabbi Yeshua Omer. Rabbi Yeshua says, "Hamahalach b'makom sakana." If you're walking in a place that's dangerous, mispal tefillah katzara. Just say a short tefillah. Now, this isn't even havinenu, that shortened one. This is even less than that. Right? It's simply the words here you see, Hosha Hashem, Es Amcha, save Hashem, save your people. I think it's a pasuk out of Yirmiyah, I think. Esh Te'eres Yisrael, like the leftover, the remnants of Israel. B'chol Parsha Se'ibur, this expression Parsha Se'ibur is a stump fire. The Rav will go with, it's from Parshas, from the Paresh, to move away, to be an Ibor from Lashon Avera, to be like whenever, even when Jews are running from you and doing sins, still you Tzorcheihem Lefanecha, let their needs be before you.
This, you're in the Mokum Sakana. This is in lieu of.
That's exactly. In lieu of davening. Yeah. I don't mean you have to. You don't have to be puffing
in
danger of your life.
You kind of where
the sun is setting. It's getting dark. You're in the wilderness, and if you the longer you wait, the more chance you are of being lost in the dark. So you just say this one sentence and keep on going. Great question. Exactly right. So the answer is this bracha. You're not. You got to daven again later. So you're it's a placeholder. You didn't miss the davening, so to speak, but you're not really yield to davening, and when you get to a place that you're calm again and can have kavana, then you can do it. The Rambam, by the way, seems to learn in the Perish Mishnayos that this applies. You say this pasuk whenever you can't daven because you're otherwise occupied. In other words, and along with the first part of the Mishnah, maybe he's saying as far as, you know, it's whatever, you're in the middle of doing your work, you're just reading emails and your head's there, and you know if you daven now, all you're thinking of is your emails. So then don't kid yourself. Don't daven now. Say this pasuk with kavana and get to mindset when you could, and then daven properly again. That's the Rambam learns, not just sakana. That's far out, right?
But that's okay. But